I currently teach English as a second language, and I'm the coordinator of that program at an American school in Taiwan. And I'm really on sabbatical from the Gresham Barlow School District for 2 years. So the library, I found in Taiwan, for an English speaker who does not really speak any amount of Chinese, has been invaluable to me in just primarily maintaining a tie with my home culture and being able to read English materials, very hard to find in Taiwan.
Before we started recording, you shared a really funny story about having a barrier to accessing your library content. Yeah. Could you talk about that?
Absolutely. So I moved to Taiwan in July of 2013 and quickly discovered that although I was an electronic library patron in the States, I had left my teacher library card at home and my family living with me could not find it. So I was kind of desperate, and so I have a background as a reporter, and I'm kind of persistent and stubborn, and when I have an issue, I just kind of follow it to its logical end. And I wanted to borrow materials and have my teacher library privileges I'm so spoiled with here. So I started asking, how can I get my library card number and my PIN so I could borrow titles digitally? And initially, I kind of got the pat answer, which is come into the library with your identification and, you know, like, I don't know, your teacher paycheck or what have you to prove you're a teacher and do all that. And I said, that's not possible. So kept asking and kind of getting passed around just a little bit, not very much, which I was really impressed with. And pretty soon ran into a very friendly, helpful librarian named Judy Anderson. And she said, I understand that you can't just waltz into the local library with the identification. So in your case, we'll make an exception. And she gave me my library card number and my password and was very lovely about it, too, and understanding. So that was really a special moment for me because it just like opened the front door to the library once again for me, and I could walk in and I could, you know, order books and things that for me that are helpful as a teacher, as well as things that are enriching personally. So that's my story. So thank you, Judy Anderson.
And that was via the Ask a Librarian service?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've used that in the past, you know, when I've been, sometimes I advise homework clubs and such, and my kids will be stumped with some kind of homework question. And I've used them in the past. So yeah, they really helped in that moment of kind of desperation. Like, I couldn't believe that I brought the wrong library card with me. But I have it with me, and what I did was, Christine, you are not going to forget your library card number in case your iPad doesn't remember for you. So I brought my library card all the way back from Taiwan, and I put my teacher number in permanent ink right there. So anyway, I'm really pleased to be a Multnomah County library user, and I wish them a happy anniversary.
So as somebody who, it sounds like you use the library electronically a lot more than actually coming into our physical locations.
Yeah, that's been kind of an evolution for me as a person in her 50s who wasn't raised in the digital age, but being a teacher and having been a journalist, I've kind of grown along with it. Not that I'm an expert by any means. But yeah, I have a Kindle, which I was very sad about because almost right after I moved to Taiwan, I put my knee right through my Kindle. So I was glad I had my iPad and my phone so I can still read titles that way. I like traditional books still. I still think of them as friends. But when you travel like I do and I bike commute in Taiwan, it's much easier to carry around your tablet and your phone than a paper book, especially in a monsoon or a typhoon.
It's interesting. So your physical lifestyle has a lot of influence on the type of content you access or the format?
It has over time. Yeah, I've become a bike commuter, I would say, in the last 5 years. And I was commuting every day in Gresham pretty much regularly because I live along the Springwater Corridor and I teach in Gresham, and it's quite an easy commute. And it is a really practical consideration in a wet climate like Taiwan, because during the typhoon season, nobody in Oregon has ever been as wet as somebody who bikes through a typhoon. I promise you. The day I biked home from a typhoon, I stood at the doorway to my house, and this lake just kind of developed at my feet, and I stood there and I laughed so hard. I thought it was just ridiculous. Here I was wearing all this Gore-Tex that protects us quite well in Oregon and didn't stand a chance against that typhoon. So carrying, you know, printed materials wouldn't make any sense.
Since we're talking about technology and you have a background as an educator, where do you see the library going in the future as far as keeping up with the changing times?
Well, I still see, I mean, of course I see a great need for the printed word. It's just, it's appearing in a different format. I think it's probably going to be more accessible eventually when everyone has equal access to technology than maybe even printed materials, because you don't have the warehousing that you have to worry about, and you know, where you actually have to go and physically handle a book, you know, and for people with transportation and other issues, that can be a real challenge. I've never been to a library in Taiwan other than my school library. I don't really know where they are. I know that there's a children's English library somewhere, but I haven't been to it. So people are reading. I think people are, especially people who enjoy reading, I think they're reading as much, if not more, than before. Of course, I've developed this really bad habit, and it's transferred from printed materials into digital, and that is that I read several things all at the same time. And it's kind of nice with digital because they keep track of where I was last reading, whereas, you know, bookmarks have a way of falling out, and you spend a lot of time backtracking and trying to figure out where was I in that book and where was the story. And so, yeah, old habits die hard, but the digital helps me keep track of the last page I read.
I'm curious, could you describe this library over in Taiwan at your school?
Oh, okay. So we have two libraries. We have one that we call the elementary library, although we tried to make it cool for middle schoolers because some of them with their English, you know, they're mostly Chinese speakers, so their English isn't necessarily, you know, at the same level as their Chinese reading level. So we try to make it interesting and cool for the middle schoolers. We are sort of successful. So we have an elementary/middle school library, and then we have a high school library. And I would say, I'm not really sure about the recent past to do with their librarians, but this last year, our librarian was part-time nurse and part-time librarian, and neither really a professional in either field, just a really, you know, smarter than average young woman, right, whose English was pretty good. So, and then the elementary library is really organized and run by the elementary school teachers. So we are really hoping that with our new librarian, she's reconstituted librarians in other international schools, that we're really going to bring our library up to speed. And that will be really something to be proud of and a very helpful resource for our kids. So we'll see.
So you had mentioned that living in Taiwan and being able to access your MCL account electronically has helped you both as a teacher and in your personal life or personal fulfillment. Could you talk a little bit about that and what the benefits are?
Oh, sure. So, so as far as a teacher, I'll just talk about my most recent experience with it being a useful tool for me. I'm taking a professional development class online through Pacific Lutheran University. And some of the materials that would help me to do the assignments, it's an early literacy. I'm not endorsed for working with the really young children, but I work with them. I work with grades 1 to 7. So I thought, you know, I need a little bit of beefing up in that area, and my school provided the tuition money. So I have the basic textbook, but I wanted to read a little bit more. And one beautiful thing that happened recently was I was looking through Amazon's titles, and I was thinking, well, that looks good, but I don't want to spend the money. Let me jump over to Overdrive and Multnomah County Library and see if it's there. And you can recommend titles for the library to add, and they did. So they added 2 different books in early literacy, and then they put me right on the waiting list. That was a really lovely thing. So I just came back from a mini vacation, and just kind of got, I didn't really have digital access while I was gone. So I just was looking at that today and saying, oh boy, oh boy. So that's really useful. As far as my personal life, I was telling you earlier that being an English speaker, not really speaking any Chinese really to even speak of, but living in a Chinese-speaking culture, you can feel very isolated. Like, you're all alone, and you feel disconnected from your home culture. It's not that my family ignores me. It's just, I think it's a common feeling. And having access to English materials and good English books just makes you feel more at home and more at ease and more connected. So, yeah, I very, very, very much value that.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I love the library. I think it's one of the great foundations of our democracy, is having access to information and making it as equal as possible. So, no. Thank you for the opportunity, though, really. I was so pleased I could come and tell my little story.
Yeah, it was a great story. Thank you for participating.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for volunteering.